Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. My website, by the way, is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to check out all the things on the website there, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, outstanding resources there. I think it's the most comprehensive and the best small business website on the planet, but that's just me, right? Anyway, and also don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email. Okay, we're talking about how to get a business loan. And I've been going over some of the things. I've already talked to you about making sure that you know who the decision maker is. You get to know that. It's okay. You have a right to know where your decision is going to be made. Not so much who, although that's important, but also where it's being made. Is it being made in the room that you're in with the loan officer in a conference room with the loan committee, or in another town with somebody that you'll never get to meet? You have a right to know that. And if they don't tell you, you can ask that. Also, what do they need? And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about what do they need. What are you going to have to give your banker in order to get your loan? Will your banker need a business plan? You have a business plan, right? Well, if you're asking for very much money at all, especially if it's for something that doesn't have a serial number, then you probably need to get your business plan ready. They may not ask for it, but if they do, you don't want to have to say, oh, okay, well, I'll bring that back to you, and then you go try to put one together, and, you know, if you do it right, it takes weeks, months maybe, if you do your business plan right. And you don't want to call somebody like people used to call me years ago when I was a consultant and say, I need a business plan. Oh, okay, I'll help you with that. What's going on? And they say, well, I need it like tomorrow. Well, that doesn't work. That's like saying, I need a college education and I need my diploma by tomorrow. It's a process. It takes time. So go ahead and get that started. If you think you're going to need money, even if you don't think you're going to need to borrow money from a bank, you need a business plan. But the question here is your banker going to ask you for a copy of it? The more you ask your banker to become a risk taker in your business, the more risk that you ask them to take, the more you're going to need to let them be privy to your information about your business. The more they need to know if you've got your cornflakes together. If you want to borrow money for computers, if you want to borrow money for a piece of real estate, if you want to borrow money for a truck or a piece of machinery or something like that, all of those things I just said, the banks have a way of specifically identifying that. They can get the serial number, the VIN number of the vehicle. They can have the deed to the land. They can have or a mortgage on the property. They can have the serial numbers of the computers. They can file UCCs on that at the courthouse and make sure that they're secure. They can do all that. And so that's not, you know, depending on how much you're asking for, and if you put a little bit of money down, that's not that big a risk for a bank. So they probably won't ask you for your business plan if you're borrowing money for those things. But if you go to your bank and you say, look, I need $100,000 to buy out my competitor, and they know that part of that money is going to go to buy inventory, part of it's going to go to buy receivables, and part of it may go to buy goodwill. Well, it's harder to secure something like that. That's not exactly a lot of what I just said is not exactly tangible, definable, immovable, almost fixed to the ground, so to speak. assets that they can attach. And so they're going to have okay, now he wants us to loan this money to him to buy out this competitor. How do we know he's capable of absorbing that company? How do we know he's capable of managing those new people? How do we know that he's got a good plan? How do we know it's a good idea for him to do this? We like John, or we like Mary, and we think she's capable. She's proven her capability and her ability before. She's been reliable. She's always paid the money back that she borrowed from us, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, assuming you've got a good reputation and a good they've got good experiences with you in the past, all that gets you is the right to ask, and their obligation really to listen. It doesn't get you anything more than that, and it gives you the right to be able to ask and to make your pitch. But if you're going to make that pitch, a pitch where it's a little more involved, it's a little more of a sophisticated transaction, and the money's a little bit more, and you're asking the bank to take more of a risk, to become a little bit more of a partner in your business than if they just loan you money for a truck, or if they just loan you money for a new piece of equipment, or for a new computer, or to build a piece of land to build a building on. Believe it or not, even though it may be the same money, it may be the same $100,000, it's much more of a risk for you, for the bank, to loan you money to buy out that competitor than it is if they loan you money to buy that piece of land. Even though it's the same money, even if it's double the money, $200,000 to buy a piece of dirt and a building is more risky than $100,000 to buy out a competitor and that money go for receivables, inventory, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, the point I'm trying to get to here, the point I'm trying to get across, is that depending on the level of sophistication and the money, amount of money you're asking for, depends on what you have to give them. And the business plan is something that you need to be prepared for. So if you're going to go to the bank today and borrow money and ask money for a computer, don't feel any pressure about your business plan. But if you're going to go for another reason, any of the reasons that I mentioned a minute earlier, like to buy out a competitor or to add a new line to your business, to add new inventory or to move into another county with another branch or something like that, you're going to have to be able to explain to the bank why what you're doing is a good idea and how you can take care of that, you can manage that, and how you can make sure that you're going to be able to repay that loan. And if you can do that, then you might just get that loan. When we come back, we're going to talk about financial statements, about having financial statements ready for your banker when he or she asks for them. 20 after. Stay with us. I'm just beginning to see. After. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, talking about getting a loan from a bank, and I'm talking about some of the things that you're going to need when you go there. You're either going to need to go in with them, or you're going to need to get them afterwards. And one of the things that you need to be prepared for, and this whole series I'm doing on getting a loan, folks, is about being prepared. It's about anticipating what your banker is going to need, so that even if you don't have it with you when you go in the first time, whenever he or she asks for it, you know you've already anticipated it, and all you have to do is take it back that afternoon or the next day. Because if you go to a bank and ask for a loan, and you haven't anticipated most of the things that they need, then they're going to question your ability to really borrow this money and pay it back. It's going to affect their opinion of you. And so if you go in and you say, I want to borrow, you know, some money, and it's for anything that doesn't have a serial number, then they're going to say, okay, I need this and this and this. And if you say okay and you can't bring it back for a week or two, then they're going to say, you know what? any business owner should have had that at least close, especially the financial statements, which is what I'm about to talk about right now, then they're going to say, you know, this isn't the kind of business person we really want to loan money to. So if you know what's going on in advance, if you know kind of what some of the rules of thumb about what's going to be asked for, then you got your stuff together. And you either say, you know what, I didn't bring that with me, but can I bring it back this afternoon? Bam, that, talk about your stock going up. Talk about them being impressed with you. And it could literally be the thing that pushes you over the edge, because your loan officer is sitting in, is the loan's probably going to go, depending on the size and what it's for, it's a good chance it's going to go to the loan committee. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. And actually, we've already talked about that, haven't we? The loan committee, we talked about that earlier. And the thing is that your loan officer is going to, they're going to look to that loan officer to give them an opinion. What do you think about this person? Maybe the loan officer will be in the meeting, maybe not. Maybe they'll just have to write a letter and put the package together for the loan committee. And if the loan officer says, you know what, this guy has, I believe this guy has runs a good business, because I asked him for this and he had it. I asked him for that and he got it for me the next day. That impresses these people. Bankers are business people. And if you act like a business person that's got his or her stuff together, then they're going to respond to you in a favorable way. It can make the difference. I've seen a lot of deals that one person couldn't have gotten that another person got because they had an idea about what their banker needed and they were prepared. So let's talk about financial statements. The financial statements that your banker is going to require include, obviously, your P&L, your operating statement, and a balance sheet. Now, two things. Let's talk about currency, the current issues of your financial statement, how far back they're or how current they're going to want them. Let's talk about that first, and then we'll talk about what are the chances that they'll ask you for financial statements. If you're asking for let me put it this way. If you borrow money from a bank once a year, they're going to call you and they're going to say, we need a new financial statement. They're going to want a new personal one, and they're going to want a new one for your company. They're going to want a new personal financial statement and a new balance sheet and a new operating statement year end for your business. Just give them the year end. They're required by bank regulations, by law, they're required to keep a current one, meaning within a year, a current version of your statement. Somebody will call you every year and ask you for this. So you got to be prepared to give them that. But then let's say it's mid-year. Let's say it's been 6-8 months since you gave them a financial statement, and you gave them the year-end statement. Let's say it's August, and you gave them the year-end statement 6 months ago in February for last year. Well, and now you're in there, and you're asking them for some money for a working capital loan or something like that. Expect them to ask you for an interim statement. And if they don't have last year's, if it's a new bank, they're going to ask you for last year's statement and an interim statement. Interim meaning within the last, say, 30 days. If this is the 1st of August, they're going to ask you for the statements through June. They're going to say, give me your current statements through June, your interim statements. And they're going to expect you to be able to produce those. If you can't, you might want to think again about asking for that loan, because you may just poison the well, so to speak, because you want to make sure that when you ask for something from a bank, think of it like this, folks. Now, you can't know everything they're going to ask, but if you listen to me and you talk to your friends who maybe are a little farther ahead of you in the life of their businesses, the more you can know, the more you can anticipate about what they're going to need, your banker, the better off you're going to be, the more likely you are going to be to get that loan. We've got more to come, more to talk about this issue, getting a loan from a bank. And we'll talk about that again in about 2 days. Right now, I'm going to take a quick break. Right back with Kelly Ohlweiler. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.